Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Spencer Davis group bringing us back. That's 17-year-old Steve Winwood, by the way. Steve Winwood was the lead singer on that song way back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to check out the video. Every week we have a different video right there on the homepage, sometimes more than once a week. And also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And, of course, on our website, you can subscribe to our newsletter, which I'd like for you to do, and take the poll question right there on the homepage, and all the other things, the show, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, like our good friend Stephen Baum, Stephen H. Baum, B-A-U-M is how you spell his last name. He's the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He is the it's all about leadership, folks, which is what Stephen is all about. And he's an outstanding chair, Vistage chair, in the New York City area. We're talking about the concept, the idea and the practice of waiting 5 seconds, right, Stephen?
Yes, and 5 seconds is as you said, a metaphor. It can be 2 seconds or 3 seconds, as long as it's not none.
Yeah.
And what happens with the folks I work with, who are all business owners or CEOs, is they're incredibly impatient. They're generally smarter than the rest of the people in the room. They want to jump right to the results. They want to go right to what to do. And when they do that, they don't get the benefit of what the other folks in the room know, and they don't get the benefit of understanding how the other people are thinking, and therefore it gets a lot harder to get them to be motivated to do what you want them to do. So what I do when I work with these folks is to get them to try different techniques for themselves to see what works in order to insert that pause so they're not telling the answer to everybody and driving everybody and going first all the time.
It could be, you know, one example of waiting 5 seconds as a metaphor, we talked as we went to the break about, you know, if you have a meeting, just because you're the owner doesn't mean you have to conduct the meeting. Maybe you should just attend. Maybe you shouldn't even attend the meeting. That's one thing I've asked business owners to do. Think about if you want to let your people think they're leaders, let them call and conduct the meeting and you don't even show up. Let them give you a report on what happened. Talk about waiting 5 seconds, Stephen.
Well, that's a terrific example. One of my guys used to run and drive and lead and go first a Monday morning staff meeting. And at this point, he comes in at the end of the meeting. And he says, okay, guys, what did you talk about? What did you decide? And they summarize. He then has the opportunity to add something to the agenda if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, all different flavors, not taking for granted how I ought to manage the team, how I ought to manage the company.
I had a client once who hardly ever had meetings with his people, and when he did, he ran them. And I was trying to get him to do one a week, and he finally agreed to it. We had the meeting, and I said, no, you and I sit over here in the corner. And the employees went around the table. I could tell the guy was you know, the veins were popping out in his neck, and so the people got around the table, you know, 8 or 10 of them. They started having this meeting, and it was as if we didn't exist.
Well, you know,
He looked at me, and he said, "Wow." I said, "I think my work here is done." I got up and left.
Well, you train your people either to be followers or to be leaders. And so, if every time they come to a meeting, it's all about you, then they just want to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you shift the burden to them, you begin to train them as leaders. I have one fellow who owns 3 small businesses. They're all the same business, but they're in different geographies. And the owners are the presidents of these little businesses actually own some shares in the overall entity that holds them. And even with that as an economic motivation, they haven't been stepping up to real accountability for their own people, for their own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was thinking of diving back in and micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our Vistage meeting, and we had conversations with all the guys, and they said, why don't you just present to them what you think the choice is and ask them what they think the choice is.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to talk about how they see the choice of either stepping up or not stepping up and what stepping up is all about. That's very different than just diving into micromanage when you want your people to do a better job of being accountable.
How about
it's
this?
The same,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's the same. It's the same principle.
How about this as a wait 5 seconds thing? Whenever someone brings you a problem that they think you're going to solve because you're the boss, or they think that they're supposed to bring you this problem, instead of solving it for them, even though you know how to solve it, say, well, what would you do? Well, how do you think we should do this?
Well, in fact, if you do that enough times, they come to you not only with a problem, but with their proposal,
yeah.
And they're running it by you instead of looking for you to give you the answer. Some of my guys have done that for a long time, and it saves them an enormous amount of time, by the way. It frees up the boss to do other things because
mm-hmm.
they're not in there trying to invent.
Well, and simultaneously, you're raising a leader.
Absolutely. As I said, you're training people to either be followers waiting to be told
mm-hmm.
what to do,
mm-hmm.
or you're training them up to have initiative. Now, if they can't do that, you'll know it pretty soon, and then you ought to be replacing
them. Well, that's right. Then that's how you find out if they need to go be an employee somewhere else. They need to hitch their wagon to somebody else's star. Stephen, give us your website, please.
It's StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
Stephen with a P-H, H with an H, Baum, B-A-U-M,
Leadership.com.
Check it out. That's where you can find his book and all the other things that he does there. Quick break. 10 till. Right back. We're going to wait five seconds again in this next segment after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.